Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth here with LifeOnFire.com. And today is all about finding your purpose, right? And so finding your purpose, I mean, this can mean a lot of things to a lot of people, but here's the deal, that when you're an entrepreneur and you're in alignment and you totally know what your mission in life is and you're just so fired up about it and you truly have nailed your purpose, what happens is that you go from just everything being challenging, you go from, I like to say, pushing a boulder up a mountain to being pulled through life. And it's like once you nail this, everything changes. It's the difference between feeling like you have to go to work to then feeling like you cannot wait to go to work and you love what you do. And so this for me is, this is why I do what I do. So something that I've been blessed with is the gift of helping other people find their purpose. And that's what my purpose is my purpose is to help you find yours. And so this training today is called my 3S strategy. Don't want to miss even a second of this thing, because I have been meticulously every single day for the past 45 days, I've been unlocking people's purpose in their business and in their life with all the clients that we brought on from our event called Ignite. So this thing is killer. This is one of my best strategies, the 3S strategy. Don't miss a second, and I'll catch you on the inside. Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth here, and I'm a kick-ass business coach, and I'm on an absolute mission to help you find your purpose in life, to help you love what you do for work every single day, to help you be the rock star that you are meant to be, to make more money than you ever thought was possible, and to have more time freedom so you can actually enjoy the life that you're living. I'm here to help you set your life on fire. All right, so what is the 3S strategy? Well, if you checked out the last episode of Life on Fire TV, you got to hear my journey, my story, and how I became a business coach and the experience I had with hiring my coach. And she totally radically changed my life, which is so cool. Is now I get the ability and I get the to be a part of helping other people change their lives. And I could give you the best marketing tactic in the world. I could give you, you know, the best business plan or blueprints, and all of that is completely worthless if you don't have your purpose nailed down. If you don't find that, and if you don't figure that out, and you don't have that mission and that fire in your belly, that the money's never gonna matter. It won't matter to you. And you're still not gonna wanna get out of bed. Right? It's not gonna light you up. So the thing is, the way I look at it as a business coach is, I need to start with the most important piece, and that's figuring out your purpose. And so part of how you do that is, I truly believe that it's a couple things. It's about being open-minded. It's about taking massive action, because it's not just like you nail it and then it's as simple as that. It's you discover your purpose, oftentimes having someone else help you, right? So when we're in our own heads, it's almost impossible to figure it out on your own, because we can't see, you know, I never remember this expression. You can't see the light through the forest or something. I forget. But the whole thing is that when you're in your own heads, like it's so hard to figure out. It's so elusive. And part of that is because it's our confidence. It's what we're working with. It's what we're capable of, the level that we're capable of thinking. But when you have someone on the outside looking at you and looking at your skills, looking at what lights you up, it's this really fun situation where an outside perspective can say, wow, well, you love to do this, you're good at this, you know, here's what I see in you, and here's the vision that I have, and then you go back and forth and help them figure it out. So I've had the privilege and honor to be doing this with people, and I get to do this. I mean, this is so much fun for me. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to share my 3S strategy with you, but I'm going to share the story with you in a way of painting a picture of what it was like when I worked with a client named Eric Yang. And so and this is a very kind of emotional, awesome, cool story, and with permission from Eric, of course. And I really want you to just focus in on this. And you know, whether if you're jogging or if you're doing something, I really want you to take the time and just to fully hear this message, because it can totally change your business and how you show up and get you that one step closer to finding your purpose. So the 3S strategy, here's how it goes, is the first S is your story. The second S is your stance, and then the third S is your strategy. And so what I do is, when I first sit down with someone on a VIP day, which is a 4-hour day together, something that we charge $10,000 for, people think that that's crazy. And until I sit down with someone, I help them radically change their life in 4 hours. And then it's like, wow, I've had plenty of clients that have said that they would have paid double that just for that one moment. Because, I mean, imagine, think of your life. If you had your purpose and you just, someone like helped you figure that out right in front of you, it's like, what would you pay for that, right? It's priceless once you nail this. So what happens is when I sit down with someone, whether it be virtually or in person, what I do is I have to first figure out their story, because like I said, the strategy doesn't make any difference if you don't nail your purpose. If you're not in alignment, it's just gonna completely be a waste for you. You're gonna be trying and trying and trying and trying, pushing the boulder up a hill, and it's just never gonna be fun. And when you're not so inspired and you're not being pulled through life with a big mission and a big purpose, it's gonna be very hard to be successful. So when I first sit down, we drill down into the first S, which is your story. And in this example with this guy named Eric, what happens is that everyone wants to just share like what's recently happened. So in my case, with my business coach, when I sat down, it was like, yeah, you know, I just sold this business and I found myself being very unhappy and I want to do something else. And she's like, you got to go way back. Like, what's your story, right? So this same thing for this guy, Eric. And, you know, he's 19 years old. Just turned 19. He came to my event called Ignite, which truly ignited something inside of him, which has just been awesome. And so he became one of our clients called the Firestarter Pro. And we sit down. And so I'm like, all right, man, tell me about your story and go way back. And he told me basically about the past like 6 months. And I had to interrupt and say, all right, well, listen, I understand why you're doing that, and I did that too, but here's how I want you to dive all the way back. You know, there's clues in your life that you may not realize are clues in our stories and things that have happened to you in your life that becomes who you are, your being, your story, your message, and that becomes your book, that becomes the message you get out there to the world, that becomes your life's work, your legacy, and inspires millions of people. And he's sitting there like, okay, right? And but it's true, like that's for every single one of us, for you, every one of us, we all have experiences that we don't realize are a big deal for other people to hear. And when we attract people like us, and we can build our own tribes and build our own businesses from our own experiences. And so I'm like, just trust me on it and just work with me. And so we drilled down into his story, and I kind of had to keep saying, all right, go back before that. So we got all the way back to when he was a little kid. And we started going through it. And he said that, you know, when he was 5 years old, his mom abandoned him and left him. And she was a successful entrepreneur. So she had money and she was able to kind of like throw the money around to like just pay for stuff. But she abandoned him, even though she was still there as a banker, if you will. But the love was gone. She left. And, you know, and he was left with his father, and he basically was raised by the house cleaner who hated him. So picture this little boy, you know, Eric, being raised by the house cleaner who hated him. This is in China. And so he just was raised without love. And as he got older, he just didn't fit in anywhere, just wasn't happy, and was just a really kind of troubled young little kid. And then he was, you know, living with his father, and he described it as, and I drilled down, I asked him these questions, and this is all gonna wrap around, so stay with me, because this is really key for you in figuring out your purpose. Is, so for him, we drilled down to that story, and he's, you know, living with his dad, and he referred to it as being like neighbors. Like, imagine being like, if your father or your parent or you know, your child, think of living like a neighbor where he's in one room and his dad's in another, and they sometimes meet in a common area. And so it was very transactional. And again, he had no love really. And so that ended up taking where he ended up going from China to live in Paris with his dad. And he's bouncing around and bouncing around. And just imagine in school, like you ever, you know, in high school or middle school, when the new kid comes in and then doesn't really fit anywhere, and they're kind of the outcast, and you know how kids can be cruel like that. Well, that was Eric, and so he didn't really fit in anywhere. He wasn't getting love at home, and you know, he just was was just stuck and just unhappy. And so he would spend most of his days in bed. You know, he whittled down to, I think it was 112 pounds, and he's in high school at this point and just super unhappy, depressed. They tried to put him on all kinds of medications and they didn't take well. And so they're looking for like this, like trying to, you know, he's trying to help himself and try and get help, but no one seemed to care. So he goes from Paris to back to China, thinking that that's going to help. So that's his senior year in high school. And imagine being uprooted in high school to a new high school in a different country and what it's like to be the outsider. So that was what happened to him. So he's now a senior in a new school, and he gets there, again, doesn't fit in, depressed, doesn't want to get out of bed, and just like a zombie. And so it hit him really hard, and he, you know, was having suicidal thoughts, and I mean, he shares this story that is just powerful and emotional and crazy, that, you know, there he was just standing, you know, at a huge window that was on the 15th floor of a building, and he was going to jump out and kill himself. And of course, it's a very touchy subject to drill down, but imagine, it's like there's power in him explaining that, and there's power in him taking something in the past that could be a real negative and sharing it with me and realizing that I'm like, bro, this could be something that you not only overcome right here, right now, today, but this could have something to do with what ends up being your purpose, and it could help a lot of people not kill themselves. I know it's tough, I know it's painful, but are you willing to go through maybe 10 minutes of pain explaining this, talking it through, so that you can eliminate it from your past in a negative way and reframe it to being positive and live the rest of your life like empowered in beast mode and just loving what you do? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, well, then let's freaking do it. All right. So then, you know, he drilled down and he kept, you know, and drilled down to the details. I'm like, so how, you know, what was going to happen? I mean, you're going to what? Throw yourself, like lift out the window and like head first, like feet first. You're like, what were you going to do? Because I needed him to fully get in there and explain all of what was going on. And I was like, did you write a letter? And so he did write a letter with only three lines. And I'm like, so how'd you come to the three lines? Like, what were they? Like, what happened? And when I asked him about the letter, and I said, why'd you write the letter? He said, he saw it in a movie, which is crazy. So I know that this is a serious topic, but you can see how this is that's a funny thing for if he was ever to share a story like this from a stage. You know, he saw it in a movie. But when he wrote the three things, it was three sentences. It was so short because he just didn't have people that cared for him and he didn't have much to write. Now, what happened is that in that moment, he didn't even have the courage or the energy to, you know, jump out of the window. He ended up just going to bed. The next day, he, you know, hardly gets, you know, takes forever. I mean, he goes half the day without getting out of bed, gets out of bed, and then he's walking down a street. So picture like a main street, right? He's in China walking down a street. Now, I asked him, I said, is this a street that you normally walk down? Like a few times, hundreds of times, 1,000 times? He's like, 1,000 times, okay? So he's walking down the street that he's walked down 1,000 times. All of a sudden, walking down that street, he happens to notice like a bookstore that he's never seen before. Never seen this bookstore before. And it just caught his attention. Not having anything to lose, not caring what's going on, he goes into the bookstore, looks around. Most of the books are in Chinese. He wanted to grab a book that was in English. And he goes to the English section. There's only 100 books in English. And he goes around and he's looking and he grabs one. The only reason he grabbed it, he said, is because it was the thickest book. So grabs the book, picks it up, and guess what the book was? Unleash the Power Within, or Unleash Your Power. I should know that. But it was by Tony Robbins. And Unleash Your Power. And he grabbed it, bought it, comes home, gets back into bed, puts the covers over his head, and he stays in bed and doesn't eat for 2 days. And all he did was read that book end to end and then started going through and reading it again. And that book literally saved his life. That book got him to not jump out the window when he came home. That book literally saved his life and gave him the will to live. And I'm like, like, this is so much different than you saying, like, yeah, like, I'm studying school in Santa Barbara, and I went to your event, and that's how I'm here. I'm like, bro, this is the story, dude. Like, this is you. This is your being. And I'm like, there's a major purpose within this. We just got to keep going. And so I'm like, so tell me about the book. Like, what happened? So tell me about reading the book. And he's like, yeah. So I couldn't stop reading it. And all of a sudden, after reading all the stuff that Tony Robbins teaches, he realized that by jumping from school to school and, you know, the housekeeper raising him, then his dad and all these different things, he realized that he was changing his environment in trying to be happy, but he realized he has to change from within to be happy. And I'm getting crazy goosebumps thinking about this, because it was in that moment that where I looked at him and I said, you just discovered your purpose. I don't know if you realize it, but I found it. I experienced it. I can feel it. I get the visualization, the whole nine yards. I'm like, you just nailed your purpose. I'm like, you just said that you were trying all these things, changing your environments, and then all of a sudden you realize from reading that book, you had to change from within. And that's what you did in your bed under those covers. Instead of killing yourself and committing suicide, you read that book and decided in that moment to change from within. How many other people, Eric, need to change from within? How many people would be inspired for them to hear this story from you on a stage? I was like, this is so inspirational. And I was like, the fact that you have one book, one Tony Robbins book that literally saved your life. I said, do you realize, Eric, that you now have to write a book and you have to be amazing in life, because you have to give that gift to someone else? You now get the ability to save other people's lives and inspire other people and to take your awful past, which was torturous, turn it around, and in your mind, you can look at your past and say, what a blessing. I'm so thankful that my mom walked out of me. I'm so thankful that I was raised by a housekeeper that hated me. I was so thankful that I almost threw myself out of a window on the 15th floor, and because now I am who I am. And now I have a purpose. And now I can take that strategy, and that becomes my stance. The second S, your stance. And your stance for him is simple as you have to change from within. Now, what's crazy is that for this 19-year-old kid, like, now that he realizes that, it's like, can you see how this all kind of ties in? And you got to figure, this is me as a coach seeing something in him that's bigger than him, right? But that's what a great purpose is. That's what my coach, the blessing she gave to me. That's what I get to give to you and other people's. I get to help create this within inside someone, and it unlocks them to go out and to be amazing and live a life on fire and totally kick butt in their business, because they're living their truth. They're living in alignment with God's purpose, or just the purpose, whatever you want to call it. And so he saw all this and he was just smiling. Like, I've never seen this kid smile, man. And he was just, you know, cheesing it ear to ear, like, whoa, man, like, this is crazy. And he's just like, holy crap, man. Like, he was like, I thought he was going to take the table and just throw it into the air like the Hulk or something. It was nuts. And I'm like, bro, can you see this? Can you see what I'm talking about? I'm like, so you read the book. Okay, now what happened? And he's like, yeah, so I scratched all this money together from, like, birthday presents, Christmas, and all this stuff. I borrowed money. And he gets and goes to a Tony Robbins event. Walks on fire, continues to radically change himself from within. From that experience, he decides to study in Santa Barbara. He gets to the U.S. He comes to my event called Ignite, where he walked over glass, punched through a board. You know, we got to connect and hang, and he found a way. I mean, our Firestarter Pro package is $20,000. I mean, you can pay monthly. He found a way. As a just turned 19 years old, he found a way to be able to afford, I don't know, it's about $1,500 a month. And it's like, wow, man, like, it's incredible. And from all these experiences, now I was face to face with him, and it was like, so where do you want to go from here? And he's like, I just want to help people change from within. And I'm like, that's it, dude. Like, that, your story is completely builds up to your stance, which is about changing from within. You have a one line message that it's now your obligation to get this literally out to the world. To the world. I was like, I see you taking that message, and I'm like, Tony Robbins has a gazillion success stories. A gazillion. I mean, literally, probably a gazillion. That's a lot. I don't know how many trillions, but a gazillion's a lot. He has a lot. But I said, you have one thing that most people don't. You just turned 19. And as entrepreneurs and as people, we have a sweet spot for like a young guy like you. I'm like, the fact that you just turned 19 and you have all this awakening, if you are wise enough to take this on and to fully harness this, that there's a wisdom that other people around you will look at you and just say, wow, I wish I did that when I was your age. A guy like Tony Robbins would look at you and say, wow, I see myself in you by making those changes from within. And so I said, what's your strategy? Which is the third S, strategy. And I said, so what you do from here? I said, now that you've unlocked this and you figured this out, it's almost like your moral obligation. Like, you, how could you not do this? Like, how could you figure all this out? And how could you not go out and eventually write your book and save someone else's life and share this message with other people? Because it's going to radically inspire people. I mean, this could be something where you're on major, like whether it's Ellen or Oprah, or I mean, it's to that level, because every single person has to change from within. As humans, lots of people have had suicidal thoughts. Many people are in really tough areas and have challenges. And what you represent is a book can save your life if you're willing to change from within. So no matter how hard it is, no matter how bad it is for the person, you're the guy that they say, wow, if he can do it, I can do it. You can change so many people's lives. So he grabbed onto it. So third S, strategy. I looked at it and said, all right, so the best thing you can do is take this story and share it and get it in front of like a Tony Robbins, you know, get an interview with him, or, you know, find a way, become a Tony Robbins coach. I mean, his events rocked your world. I was like, become a Tony Robbins coach, be the youngest Tony Robbins coach for his whole organization. Take that. And what if you devoted your life to personal development? What if you had the ability to get paid to learn every day? Like, what if you could just read books and tear through them and learn and learn and learn and learn how to change people's lives? Learn about psychology, learn about NLP, learn how to radically change people's lives. What if you could do that and be one of the youngest people out there doing it? It doesn't matter what your age is if you can help them get a result. So it's like, start as a coach and develop yourself. You know, you get to a spot where you can put on an event to inspire other people. And, you know, then it becomes about getting your message out there. You can be sharing it on webinars, you know, writing your book, getting it out there. There's all kinds of PR opportunities. And so all of a sudden it all kind of clicked and all the dots started getting connected. And all that happened within a 4-hour block by the 3S strategy. And so I shared all that with you because I want you to now take that and internalize it for you. What is your story? Not just, well, like, you know, I had a job and then I became an entrepreneur like a month ago. Like, it's go way back. Like, what happened in your life that made you who you are today? You know, what's your stance? What's the movement you want to start? What pisses you off? Like, what is that for you? And what's your strategy moving forward? Now, don't get me wrong, it's very challenging to figure this stuff out on your own because we're inside our own heads and it's hard to see. We don't realize the gifts that we have. Sometimes you need an outsider looking in saying like, look what you do here. Like, you're the best at that, or you know, you're so special here. You know, I mean, we sometimes need other people to love on us and to show us where our gifts are. And from that, then it's like, once you figure out that purpose, it doesn't matter. Like, what I love is that when I help someone in a VIP day figure out their purpose, I know that even if they totally didn't follow up with us and they didn't get on our coaching calls or come to our masterminds or do all the stuff that we do for them, that they would be fine because they're so inspired to go do what they do once they nail that purpose. So what I want to share with you is something that it's a pretty big give. It's totally complimentary. This is my gift to you. Like, this stuff just lights me up, as you can tell. I love doing these VIP days. We charge $10,000 for them, and they're worth every single penny. And I love to be the guy that my purpose is to help you find yours. So on that same token, what we've done is we're doing a completely complimentary 30-minute breakthrough session. So it's either with myself or one of my highly trained coaches, and it's 30 minutes and completely free, complimentary, $250 value. And all you have to do is go to lifeonfirefreecoaching.com. Here's the thing. There is some criteria, because if you're not wanting to be coached and you're not willing to change, or you're not ready, then it's not going to matter for you hopping on the phone. You've got to be ready to make a change. And what I mean is that if you feel like you have a purpose in your life, you don't know what it is, but you feel like you're here for a real reason, or maybe you've got your message and you know what you want to do, but you just can't get it to the next level, you have to have that belief in yourself that there is something special about you. If you're not there yet, we will have on that link, we're going to have some resources for you. But there's some criteria, it's very basic, but what we want to do is want to give you the gift, lifeonfirefreecoaching.com. We want to give you that free 30-minute coaching call and breakthrough call, we call it. And what that's going to do, it's going to have a professionally trained coach, one of our Life on Fire coaches, using our methodology to help you figure out and take the next step. It could be an action plan for the next 30 days. It could be getting you that one step closer to finding your purpose. It's another pair of eyes looking at you and your business and helping you figure this stuff out so that you don't have to do it alone. And so it's our gift to you. And the way I look at it is that hopping on that call, the goal that we have for you is that we're going to add so much value for you on that call that you would be so fired up that whether we do anything together or nothing together, you would be raving about it to your friends and saying, like, I would have paid hundreds of dollars for that call. And if you don't feel that way at the end of the call, you reach out to me personally and I'll make sure that we make, we totally kick butt for you. So these things rock. And, keep in mind that if I did a call with you right now, and in 30 minutes, I rocked your world to the point where you went from not knowing what to do to having clarity and you feel like you're one step closer to finding your purpose, or I lay down a plan for you, or I help break through a challenge or something. The end of that call, if I over-deliver so much and you say, oh my God, I just want more of you, then yeah, you could take the next step and check out other ways that we do coaching. So it's not a secret of how this process works. My goal is if we add so much value for you in that call, and you're like, wow, I can't live without these people, then yes, then you'll want to work with us as a coach. Great. This is not a selling situation. This is not, like a bait and switch like some people, hear about in the industry. This is our job. How I've trained my team and our staff is you hop on the phone, we crush it, we kick butt for you to the point where like, wow, I need these people. And then it's a choice that you get to make. So it's just a gift for you, $250 value, lifeonfirefreecoaching.com. Take us up on it because we're only doing this for a short period. And we've got some time blocked off on the calendar. So we do have some criteria, you have to qualify, but lifeonfirefreecoaching.com. And have an awesome rest of your day. And I truly hope that the Eric Yang story inspired you. And that's the power of a book. And that's the power of coaching. We'll talk to you soon. Cheers.
Hello, guys. My name is Eric Yang. And today, I just wanted to share my story about how my VIP day with Nick went. So before meeting Nick, I was quite lost. I mean, I had maybe 40, 50 business ideas that I just wanted to show Nick, because I didn't know which kind of path I wanted to go down to. And Nick helped me to narrow down, at first, my story. Like, why and where did I come from? And so this was the first. And as we went down and as Nick asked me deeper and deeper questions from my childhood to my high school moments, we found my aha moment. Like the moment where I pick up Tony Robbins' book off the shelf, bought it, and locked into my room for 2 days straight without eating. And this moment just like a transition that made me realize what things I want to do. And this was improve as a person and ultimately give back to everyone else so that they can benefit from what I did and how lucky I am to be alive today. So this is my stance, and what he helped me with also was my strategy, like what I should do right now to succeed, because you can have all the momentum you have, you can have all the energy, and you can have all the self-improvement reading books you can ever possibly read, but there's no use if you don't apply it, and if you don't have a strategy to do it, all this energy would be like, would be vain. So what Nick helped me to do was to plan the whole thing for 1 year. And I just can't explain to you guys how amazing this meeting with Nick was. I mean, I just wanted to just destroy everything on the table and just like start to kick ass and just be ready to just start something, right? And I just had all this energy, and I know that with the right guidance and the right tools, you can just succeed. And nobody fails alone, and nobody succeeds alone. So just surround yourself and push yourself into an environment in which you want to succeed. Otherwise, you know, you would just like forever push away what you have been wanting to do. And Nick has helped me to just push myself and just reach the next stage of my life. And Nick is just an amazing guy, and just so grateful for what he did. And I just can't wait to do more and just kick ass and just ready to ignite and just live a life on fire, which I'm doing right now. So see you guys later, and I hope you guys will just at least take massive actions to change your life. So yeah, peace out. Ciao.
I'm here to help you set your life on fire.